on some songs for the Indigo Girls. So that's what we're going to start out with.
Oh, it's nice. Okay, so Mark and Les, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
More than welcome.
It was really fun.
Great show, guys.
Really fun.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, everybody.
So we'll see you again. We have you scheduled in March, don't we, with our...
March 11th with our friend from
Teresa.
Yeah. Is she still in Queens?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. She'll always be in Queens.
So yeah. March 11th, these jokers will be back with Teresa. So it'll be a lot of fun. All right, thank you again. Really appreciate it. So, Sue, when I push this little red button, what's going to happen?
We're going to hear the Indigo Girls, and you're going to listen in the background for those Roach sisters.
All right, love it. This is WMFO. I'm Mike. Talk to you again next week at 9. Thank you for listening.
Up on the airplane, nearer my God today, I start making a deal, inspired by gravity. I can be sweet and good and nice. And if I had enemies, their friends, I'll hold on to my life with a grip of a vice. And I'm up on the airplane, near my God today, I start making a deal.
Far from an airplane, I will make it.
That is brand new music from Lisa Bastoni. Her new album is called The Wishing Hour. We heard Halfway Out of Michigan, even before we had this rotten administration. We had problems, but Flint, Michigan certainly had its more than its fair share. So let's not forget about the people of Flint and their polluted water. Lisa Bastoni's new album is fantastic. I encourage you to go out and see her and buy the record. And I think Mike had her on, I think, last week. I wasn't able to tune in, but go check out the archives. In case you didn't know, you can always go to WMFO.org, go to the schedule page, navigate to the show that you want to hear an archive for, and they're archived up there for about 2 weeks, I think. But you can always see like the set list and stuff too. So if you ever miss an episode or something about the women, you can go back within the next couple weeks and listen to it, or listen again. There you have it. A new music also from Jennifer Kimball. Her new album is called Avocet. And we heard Postcard from Rio. She is still doing, I think it's a Pledge Music drive for that album. So if you love Jennifer Kimball as much as I do, you'll want to get involved with that. And I think there's some of the premiums you can get are like a private concert and all kinds of things. So check that out. I think it's Pledge Music. Alison Krauss has a new single out. It's called Windy City. And we heard that. And then we started the whole show off at the top of the 11 o'clock hour with the Indigo Girls doing Airplane from their album Rites of Passage. And that album had the Roaches in the background doing some background vocals. As previously stated, I'm beyond excited to have a show where we can talk about the Roaches. Unfortunately, Maggie Roach passed away recently at the age of 65 from breast cancer, which is tragic. Her remaining sisters, Suzy and Terry, are still out there. Who knows? The group, the Roaches, has sort of not really been doing a lot lately, but they still have a website and a Facebook page. And I actually had a little bit of a thrill because I shared a post from from their page onto the Something About the Women page on Facebook. And when I posted it, I got a little thumbs up like from the Roaches. That was like amazing to me. So anyway, talk about more about them. In the meantime, onto the latest tragedy, which is that Mary Tyler Moore has left the building. And that makes me really sad. I loved Mary Tyler Moore as a kid. And way, way back, probably about 20 years ago, Barb Kay, who was one of my co-DJs here on Something About the Women back in those days, the two of us were the MCs for a concert at the Somerville Theater. And we were introducing Barbara Kessler, who's a local artist. And I remember saying how happy I was to introduce Barbara Kessler, because she has a song about Mary Tyler Moore that is, you know, and Mary Tyler Moore was somebody that both my brother and I both had crushes on in the 70s. So anyway, without further ado, let's take a listen to this great song by Barbara Kessler that I immediately thought of when Mary Tyler Moore passed away last week. Barbara Kessler. Oh, let's make sure we have the right song queued up, because that would be a shame, wouldn't it? It really would. I almost pushed the wrong thing. Let's hope this is right. All right, Barbara Kessler.
Nothing on you. You could speak your mind and be right. You were paradox and a pantsuit.
righty. We are just getting ready to get into our set with the Roaches, but I want to tell you what we heard. We heard that was just Hooray for the Riff Raff, a brand new one from their Hungry Ghost tour, and that was called Lake of Fire. And before that, Barbara Kessler doing Mary Tyler Moore. Great song. Now I'm going to see if I can get Kateri McHugh on the phone because I am technologically challenged. Kateri, are you there?
I'm here, Sue.
Talk up. Speak up.
Wonderful. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Awesome. Well, welcome to the show. Full disclosure, Kateri and I are old friends. We met our freshman year at Tufts, which was 1981. And I don't know who introduced us to the Roaches. Maybe you introduced me to the Roaches?
You know, I was trying to figure that out yesterday, and I seem to remember hearing the Roaches. I grew up on Long Island, and I may have heard them on, like, WNYC or some public radio station out of New York and was just infatuated with them. And I don't know, perhaps you heard them in New Jersey, too. I don't know.
I feel like I never heard them before I came to Tufts, so you must have been the one who started it.
It's all my fault.
It's all your fault. So I kind of called you out of the blue yesterday and was like, hey, remember the Roaches? And I'm sorry I had to be the one to tell you that Maggie had passed. It made me think that
was terribly sad.
It is terribly sad. And maybe actually, I think I know what I'm going to do. I've planned but not overplanned this segment. Let's listen to sort of a signature song of the Roaches. It's called We. But they used to perform this even before they recorded their album. I found an old video of it on YouTube last night where Chevy Chase introduced them. I think it was a political fundraiser or something, but it actually had other elements to it that are not on the record. But anyway, let's take a listen to this signature song, and then we'll come back with a little bit of a biography of the three sisters, Maggie and Terry and Suzzy, and then we'll continue from there. And this is it.
Maggie and Terry and Suzzy Roach. We don't give out our ages, and we don't give out our phone numbers. Give out our phone numbers. Sometimes our voices give out, but not
And there you have it. The signature song. You still there, Kateri?
I'm still here. Boy, it's really good to hear that again.
Yeah. Good stuff. I don't know if you remember this, and I hope our audience will indulge us in this walk down memory lane, but there was a time when we were in college and the Roaches were playing at the Berklee Performance Center, and I believe we got like 10 of our friends to go, and we bought the whole third row at the Berklee Performance Center, which is a pretty intimate space anyway, but the Roaches were coming out for their encore, and we all stood up and started singing "We" to them. And they thought that was quite either annoying or humorous. I'm not sure. But then I think they did actually sing it for us. It was like we were making a request.
So somehow I don't remember that with all the drugs that I didn't do for some reason.
I know, really. You were so straight edge.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
oh, terribly. Yeah.
I think we also waited outside the stage door for them for quite a long time. And I don't know. I think we maybe like saw them, but we didn't really talk to them. We were a little bit of groupies. Mm-hmm. I have to admit it. But I've never really been a groupie of anybody else. So I feel like that was sort of my rite of passage or something.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that they certainly moved me to do some things I never would have done otherwise, like blowing off finals and taking an incomplete, which is something I never would have done for anyone but the Roaches.
So you and I drove to New Jersey, which is where I'm from, because they were playing at MacArthur Theater at Princeton University. I didn't realize you had to take an incomplete for that, but it was definitely during finals
I think I ended up with a B-. That was really okay.
For you, though, that you getting a B- was like, you know, most people getting a D-. So, so I wanted to read a little bit of history about the girls. This is actually straight out of Wikipedia, but just to give a little bit of background. So the Roaches, who are comprised of Maggie and Terry and Suzzy, I believe in that order in terms of age, they were a vocal group of three songwriting Irish-American singers from Park Ridge, New Jersey. And they were known for their unusual and rich harmonies, quirky lyrics, and casually comedic stage performances, which, if you Google them on YouTube, some of the comedy is just very cute. So, you know, they were active mostly during the mid-70s through about, they've actually been performing, but not always all three of them, and not a lot since about the 90s. So in the late 60s, and you may not know this, Kateri, the oldest sister, Maggie, who was born in 1951, and the middle sister, Terry, who was born in 1953, they quit school to tour as a duo. And Maggie wrote most of the songs, and Terry contributed to a few of them. And they got a break when Paul Simon brought them in as backup singers on his 1973 album, which rose to number two, called There Goes Ryman Simon. And they got his assistance, along with an appearance by the Oak Ridge Boys, on their only album as a duo, which was called Seductive Reasoning, that came out in 1975. And I managed to track down a copy of that record yesterday, which I never had digitally. So, and I could not find my LPs in the basement. Who knew? But anyway, shortly after that, Suzzy joined them, and they became a trio. So speaking of Seductive Reasoning, as I said, I found a copy of it, and I brought it with me, and you had requested that we play this little ditty called If You Empty Out All Your Pockets, You Could Not Make the Change. So let's take a listen to that, and then we'll come back and talk some more here on Something About the Women.
Straight and enough. yourself a handyman. You can do anything with your hands. Telling me about your family.
Telling me about your plans. Yeah,
well, I ain't got the belly for this, and you ain't got the brains. And if you emptied out all of your pockets, honey, you could not make a change.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
All right. Had to throw in a little public service announcement there for you folks. But before that, we heard just Maggie and Terry from their album from 1975, Seductive Reasoning, and getting a little help from the Oak Ridge Boys there. Who knew? You still with us, Kateri?
I'm still here, Sue, and I'm so glad you played that one. You know, Maggie's voice was so exquisite, that deep alto, probably going even into the tenor range. When I first heard them, I don't think I'd ever heard a woman's voice that was so rich. You know, and the way she just held she kind of anchored the whole thing, you know, both with her voice and just her presence was like so steady.
Yeah, and her guitar too. If you notice, on some of the songs, she's the only one playing guitar, and she's just keeping that beat. You know, they didn't use percussion until later on when they got into what I sadly call the drum machine years. we don't talk about that. You know, if you watch some of the videos like I was doing last night, you can see that she is the rhythm section, and she really anchors the group. I managed to find a track that she did. She wrote this song, and it's on Seductive Reasoning. However, I found a live version of it where it's just her singing, and I thought I would play that next to give folks a sense of Maggie's voice and her songwriting. I mean, I feel like Maggie had this sort of dry humor and this way of twisting words to really wring out the irony. She just had a great way with words. So let's take a listen to this song. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that, you know, that was another thing that attracted me always to the Roaches was the intelligence of their songwriting.
Yes.
You know, their lyrics could be interpreted on a lot of different levels. And even, you know, now as I go back and listen to their songs, I'm discovering new levels that I never understood before. So,
right.
Yeah, take it away, Sue.
All right, here we go. So this is live Maggie Roach here on Something About the Women. So there you have it. That is Down the Dream. Had you ever heard that before, Kateri?
I have not heard that version. That's really precious.
Yeah.
Really, really precious.
So that was from a, one of those fast folk compilations. I guess they had a... it was from the second annual Greenwich Village Folk Festival. So, yeah. So the fast folk thing, lots of people were part of that, like Suzanne Vega and Sean Colvin and Lucy Kaplansky and John Gorka back in the day. And they used to, back before the interwebs, they used to actually release an album like every, I don't know, couple of months or something, which was a real gem if you couldn't get to New York to go hear all these folk singers play.
I do remember that, Sue. That was, you know, it was a really lively scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, to put out the music in that way, I think was just, you know, a great way to get the music out that people otherwise wouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in addition to being great performers, they were also... great songwriters, and they were actually covered by many, many people. I have a song now that the introduction to it will explain a lot, but it's Phoebe Snow and Lena Ronstadt on Saturday Night Live. I believe it's from like 1979 or 1980. So I'm going to play that now, and then we can come back and talk about it. I just want to remind you, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Something About the Women. Tell your friends, because we always have a lot of fun here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All right. This is Phoebe Snow and Lena Ronstadt covering a song written by Maggie Roach.
Well, Phoebe and I were in New York together about a year ago, and we went down to Gertie's Folk City to see the Roach Sisters, and we both fell in love with this one amazing song that they had written, and Phoebe recorded it, and I was so jealous that she scooped me on this great tune that I told her the only way she could make it up to me was if she let me sing with her one time, so we're going to do it together now. It's called Married Men.
Another one who travels around. One of them mainly stays in Heartthrob Town. I am not their main concern. They are lonely too. I am just an arrow passing through. To my eyes, I know what to do. I make sure the words I say are true. When they send me off at dawn, pay the driver my fare. Wasn't for the married men. One says he'll come after me, another one will drop me a line. One of them says all of my agony is in my mind. They know what is wrong with me. None of them wants my hand. Soloing in my traveling wedding band. Oh, the married man,
got two. One of them's wife is one week overdue. I know these girls, they don't like me, but I am just like them. Picking a crazy apple off the stand, giving it to the married man, the married man. All of that time in hell to spend for kissing the married man. All of that time in hell to spend for kissing the married.
And that was Lena Ronstadt and Phoebe Snow doing Maggie Roach's composition, The Married Men. Did you ever hear that before, Kateri?
I had never heard that. What a great tribute.
Yeah.
To hear them raving about the song. That's a great tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I just want to let everyone know that you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Something About the Women. My guest today is Kateri McHugh, a music lover and longtime friend of me, Sue. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I have to say that right now. Okay. So are there any topics that you would like to discuss? I feel like I'm dominating here, and I do want to get to some more music, but maybe what you want to talk about will inform what we play next.
Yeah, you know, I just was, you know, I was really thinking about the Roaches and, you know, women's music, and really, they really are women's music at its best, in that they really translate the experience of women into song. They're, you know, coming at it from the perspective of heterosexual women, and, you know, they explore what it's like to be in relation to men in so many different ways. And, you know, they just have a depth and breadth of experience, and they're able to put that into words, you know, lyrically and, you know, in the song. So that's what really struck me. And, you know, and then they do have the comedic side that you were talking about before. So they really span such a huge range of, you know, women's experience and human experience.
Very
so
true.
Out of that, Sue, I don't know what song you might
all right
pull out.
All right, so I've got two songs queued up, and one is serious, and one is comedic, but also with serious undertones. And we're going to play them back to back, and I think that these sort of these are sort of the two faces of the Roaches. So let's give a listen, and then we'll be back with my very wonderful special guest, Kateri McHugh. All right, here we go. Let's make sure all the technology is ready to accept my commands. All right, here we go.
I can't get over what I saw. I can't change the law of averages. I'm going down. My uncle did it. My daddy did it. I'm beginning to think that it runs in the family. Oh no, runs in the family. One, we left home. We went so far.
bunch of us alone. I remember that night. It was the fight with you. I'm holding the bag just like my mama did, just like her mama did.